The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
American patriot and conservative talk show host icon Rush Limbaugh passed away yesterday at age 70. Rush's passing was a result of complications from lung cancer. Rush began his nationally syndicated Rush Limbaugh Show in 1988, and at that moment began to reshape the conservative movement. His love of the United States earned him the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Donald Trump during the State of the Union address in 2020, shortly after he received his cancer diagnosis. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is given by the President of the United States to honor individuals who have made great contributions to either the United States or the world. Trump thanked Rush for decades of tireless devotion to our country and said the award recognized the millions of people a day Rush speaks to and inspires, as well as his charity work. Rush was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in 1993 and the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame in 1998. Our guest today who will be talking about Rush is Jennifer Kearns, who is the host of the new nationally syndicated radio show, All American Radio with Jennifer Kearns. Jennifer has served as a GOP strategist, spokeswoman for the California Republican Party, strategist for the Colorado recalls over the Second Amendment, and a writer-researcher for the most watched U.S. presidential debate of the 2020 election cycle for Fox News. As Jennifer will mention in our discussion, Rush has generated thousands of mini Rush Limbaughs, and the Ed Boston podcast with over 2,000 episodes was created with Rush as a huge influence. Spreading the good news of Jesus and my Christian conservative values, Do the Right Thing Radio was created in 2008. Thank you, Rush, for being that inspiration. I truly hope you enjoy the time that Jennifer and I spent talking about L. Rushbo, the man who had talent on loan from God. Hi, folks. Welcome to the Ed Boston podcast today. And we have a special guest, Jennifer Kearns. Jennifer, it has a nationally syndicated show called All American Radio with Jennifer Kearns. She's served as a GOP strategist in the past. She's a spokeswoman for the California Republican Party. Several different things that's on her resume. Awesome things. She was the writer and researcher for the most watched U.S. presidential debate of the 2016 election cycle. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Hey, thanks so much. Great to be with you.
Now, we are going to talk about a legend today. Rush Limbaugh passed yesterday, and I saw your tribute that you put up for him. What's the first thing you think of when you think of Rush Limbaugh?
Boy, you know, I think of the word legend, you know, one of those people who comes along once in a lifetime, once in a generation. That's certainly Rush Limbaugh. I also think of back in my home state, my hometown of Sacramento, where he got his start in radio. That's where I got my start in politics. And so I always think of the station KSBK in Sacramento, because that's really where Rush Limbaugh became Rush Limbaugh. That's the first place that he hit the airwaves. And so I think of Sacramento. And I think probably one of my most favorite things about Rush is, you know, I know you and I are Christians, is that he admitted fault and he had, you know, vulnerability throughout his lifetime. In 2003, I believe it was, 2003, he admitted that he had a problem with prescription painkillers, specifically opioids, as, you know, a million other Americans did. And he admitted fault with that. He said, look, you know, I have a problem. And he went and sought counseling, and he even turned himself into law enforcement, which must have been a very scary time. And then it didn't come out until yesterday on the news of his passing that people stepped forward, other people who had similar problems, and shared that he had actually helped them in their times of need. And that's something that nobody knew in the last, you know, 15 years since he had admitted this fault. And I think that's what's so great about him, is that he was a giant in so many ways, but he was also, you know, someone who helped people in time of need and showed his own vulnerability.
Now, many people wouldn't say humble was in his repertoire, but he used the phrase talent on loan from God. He acknowledged that without God, his talent wouldn't be what it was.
Right. It's true. And look, I think today we can safely say talent returned to God, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's certainly what I thought immediately upon his passing. That was his way of being, you know, humble, mm-hmm. and saying that, you know, I am hugely talented, but I know that it's not of my own creation. I know that it comes from a higher power, and without God, I would have nothing. I often say in my little feeble career, which is tiny by comparison to Rush Limbaugh, I always say God is my agent, because people say, hey, how come you're not on Fox News every night with all that you've done? I said, you know what? I'll be where God wants me to go. God's my agent. And so I probably along the way somewhere learned that from Rush Limbaugh. What I loved about Rush is that he had such a backbone, and he was so willing to stand up for campaigns where nobody else was promoting them and standing up for them. I can tell you, as a press secretary for 15 years, I would send things to the Rush Limbaugh show. And at the times when we really needed the national attention, Rush Limbaugh would cover it. He would cover our issues. So I'm thinking back to the 2008 Prop 8 campaign. You might remember this. It was mm-hmm. over marriage versus gay marriage.
Yes.
In the state of California. I was the spokesperson for that. That ended up going all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And that ended up becoming a big national issue. And I can remember at the time, we were just trying to get attention for Prop 8 and talk about it and get conservatives to cover it. And Rush Limbaugh was the first person on the national level who covered it. And you could always count on him to know what was important in the conservative movement and what was kind of silly. And he always would cover what we would send him that was important for conservatives to be paying attention to.
I kind of think of him, and I think of perseverance. Starting in 1988, I believe, with no real example before him. I mean, he's cutting edge, you know, always mentioned that, cutting edge. But he persevered. He had the problem with the opioids, but then he had to have the implants for his hearing. And all of the different things throughout his career. And yet here, just a few days ago, he was still on the air.
You know, it's so true. And think about this. Most people probably would have given up. Imagine if you're a talk radio host and the doctor tells you that you can't hear anymore and that you're going to be deaf in the next 9 months. Mm-hmm. Most people would have used that as an excuse or a reason to retire, and you wouldn't have blamed him, right?
Right.
But Rush Limbaugh looked at it in a different way, because he knew that his life's passion and his life's mission was to be on the radio. And I think he felt a service and a duty to do that. And I think, you know, just as a soldier in battle would say, okay, let's get me an artificial leg then. Let's do this. Let's mm-hmm. get back on the battlefield. I think that's how Rush Limbaugh really took that cochlear implant that he had. He saw himself as a soldier, and he was a soldier. And this, I always say, this is war. What we're in right now is a war. It is an information war. And everybody who's on the radio and has a podcast, and we are all soldiers in this war doing our part. And I know that Rush Limbaugh felt that way too.
And it's interesting. I've talked to Alan West two or three different times, and he said kind of the same thing. I said something about if things go bigger for you, don't forget us little guys. And boy, he corrected me right off the bat and said, you're not a little guy. We're not little guys. We're all doing our own part, and kind of fits right in with your soldier analogy.
Yeah, I think so. And look, we're all a team. Definitely, you know, hearing the news of Russia's passage yesterday, it felt like you lost a member of the family, mm-hmm. you know, especially if you're in talk radio, even if you never met him, never hung out with him, that there's no doubt the impact he had. And I look at his legacy really as himself, not just the campaigns he helped along the way, but look at every single person now, and every young person especially. Look at how many young people have podcasts, and look at, you know, Katie Pavlich, who has a great broadcast career. These are all legacies, little legacies of Rush Limbaugh that happened along the way. And it's not insignificant. It's very rare, I think, that a single person has an impact like that on a whole generation. But Rush Limbaugh certainly did.
And how appropriate was it that the announcement came during his show?
I mean, look, here is a great story of a strong woman. The fact that his wife took the helm and took the mic, that was a mic drop moment for me. That was shocking to have her step in into that role. But what we know of women, and what we know of conservative women and Christian women, is that they're incredibly strong. And she stepped up and did, I think, what would have maybe even surprised Rush. I mean, I don't know if they had that plan, or if that was a moment where Bo Sturdley turned to her and said, "You got to step in, Mama, and do this." But she did it. And I thought that was just super, super cool. And hey, maybe she probably wouldn't want to carry the mantle, carry the torch, but she'd be great at it.
Well, it gives me cold chills when I think about her doing that. I mean, it's not an easy thing. As a pastor, I'm around people and families when people pass away. And those aren't easy times. And there she went on a nationally syndicated program and announced something that was going to affect probably everybody that was listening.
Right, right. It's really amazing. It's like when a spouse gets up to give a eulogy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that sort of moment. And again, look, I know people are asking, you know, they're looking around the country asking who's going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. There really won't be the next Rush Limbaugh. It reminds me of when Andrew Breitbart, our friend, died. Mm-hmm. Everyone said, well, who's going to be the next Andrew Breitbart? Well, what happened was exactly what Andrew wanted to happen. It splintered off and it created a million Andrew Breitbarts, where everybody had a laptop and everybody could become their own publisher and everybody could tweet and everybody could have a voice. I think that's what's happened with Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. He's created 100,000 little Rush Limbaughs around the country, and we can all have a strong voice in the same way that he did. But in terms of who could be the next Rush Limbaugh, I'm serious. I think we ought to recruit his wife.
You heard it here. We're going for Rush's wife.
This is Jonathan Cain from Journey, and you're listening to Pastor Ed Boston on the Pastor Ed Boston podcast.
Everyone, I know that I am most certainly not the Limbaugh that you tuned in to listen to today. I, like you, very much wish Rush was behind this golden microphone right now, welcoming you to another exceptional 3 hours of broadcasting. For over 32 years, Rush has cherished you, his loyal audience, and always look forward to every single show. It is with profound sadness I must share with you directly that our beloved Rush, my wonderful husband, passed away this morning due to complications from lung cancer. As so many of you know, losing a loved one is terribly difficult. Even more so when that loved one is larger than life. Rush will forever be the greatest of all time. Rush was an extraordinary man, a gentle giant, brilliant, quick-witted, genuinely kind, extremely generous, passionate, courageous, and the hardest working person I know. Despite being one of the most recognized, powerful people in the world, Rush never let the success change his core or beliefs. He was polite and respectful to everyone he met. Even most recently, when he was not feeling well in the hospital, he was so appreciative to every single doctor and nurse and custodian.
Tell us a little bit about your show that you have now, where we can find it, things like that.
Yes, indeed. We're so excited. We're the newest nationally political talk radio show, national syndicated show. It's called All American Radio with Jennifer Kearns. I also publish a news site, and you can also hear the radio episodes on that as well, allamericannews.com. We just got picked up in Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino. We're on 790 KABC. So if you live in the Southern California area, we're on the airwaves out there. By the way, that was the flagship station many years for Larry Elder and Sean Hannity and all those great guys. So we're just thrilled to be there. We're also in Denver, Colorado Springs, a great Christian conservative area down in Springs, and in Memphis, Tennessee, and beyond. So allamericannews.com.
There you go. Talk for a second about what happened at the State of the Union address a year ago.
Wow. Well, look, that was the surprise of all surprises. And no matter what people think of Donald Trump, some people like him, some people don't, you have to say one thing. He was so thoughtful in how he did things. And people saw him as this brash New Yorker, but he was actually quite thoughtful. And so is the First Lady Melania Trump. They lured Rush Limbaugh there as a guest of Melania Trump to say, hey, you know, this might be your, you know, one of your last years to take in the State of the Union. Why don't you come be our guest of honor? We're going to probably say something to you. You can wave. What ended up happening was he got the National Medal of Freedom, I believe it's called. He was completely surprised. They recognized him from the balcony. He stood up. He looked at his wife. And the first thing he said was, did you know? And it was clear he had been lured there under another premise. And then Melania Trump, of course, our first lady, you saw her beautifully put that medal around his neck. I'm so glad they did that because, you know, President Trump could have said, oh, surely we're going to win the campaign. We'll do it next year. You know, so many people in this life, and you probably see this a lot as a pastor, so many people in this life just say, yeah, we'll do it next year. We'll do it next time. We'll put it off. You just never know when someone's last day on this earth is going to be. And I'm so glad they did that. I'm so glad that Rush Limbaugh really got to know just how appreciated he was on this earth.
And it was so touching. I would say I don't see how anybody could not have felt a touching moment there. But in today's climate, we know that's not always the case. But it was just, you know, take politics out of things every once in a while and just see that one man paid another man a wonderful tribute and just take it for what it is.
You know, it's so true. I was scrolling through Twitter last night and just to see the hate on the left and the typical cast of characters talking about how evil Rush Limbaugh is. And there was one guy in particular, a Hollywood guy, of course, said, you know, he feels sorry for the devil who has to spend the eternity in hell next to Rush Limbaugh. Well, I got news for you, buddy. Rush Limbaugh isn't going to hell. He's going to heaven. He said many, many times he was a Christian saved by God and that he was planning to go to heaven. And we know that when you make that prayer with God, that's what happens. So once again, the left just showing how ignorant and shallow they are. And the fact that that guy couldn't even wait a day to write that just shows you how nasty politics has become.
We expect that from the left. But it's still hard to accept, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't get as much hate as I used to. But, you know, always when you're coming up through the game, I remember 10 years ago and even 5 years ago, getting so much hatred anytime I was on TV, on MSNBC or Fox News, or just starting a campaign and it had been announced I was the spokesperson, they always talk about Prop 8. They always talk about I'm anti-gay, which I'm not. And I mean, you just a list of things. And then, of course, they go, especially if you're a female conservative, they always go to your appearance. And no matter how great you look or try to look, they always, oh, you're 5 times overweight, or you look fat, or you're this, or you're awful, or you're horrible, and how could you go against women? It's just, they do have that same playbook. They take the pages out of the playbook all the time. It's just really stale and old, and it's disappointing because most of Hollywood is, I would say, center-left. You would think that they would get more creative in their attacks, but they haven't.
I like that. We don't want them to take that advice, but you would think they would eventually. Right. I posted a thing yesterday, two Hollywood celebrities that were just, like you said, they didn't even wait a day. I mean, the same day the man died, and a person made a comment, you know, he's reaping what he sowed. And well, you can take that both ways. You know, they're saying he reaped what he sowed because he got cancer and he was a cancer. I'm saying he reaped what he sowed because if he was ready to go to heaven, he is getting his rewards right now.
Exactly right. Exactly right. The golden microphone in the sky, yeah. For sure. Boy, and it'll be amazing to see what he does in heaven. You know, what you do in heaven, they say, is greater than what you did on earth. If that's true, I can't wait to see what unfolds out of, you know, Rush Limbaugh sitting, you know, to the right of God up there. So it's a great thing. All the slanderous attacks, you know, I try to ignore them, and I hope people do too as they try to enjoy the memory of Rush Limbaugh in the coming days. And I have to think that his memorial service will be nothing short of spectacular.
I'm sure it will. Give us your social media outlets, how we can find you there.
Yes, until I'm banned, I can be found at All American Jen and at All American Radio. And again, people can always drop us a line or connect with us at allamericannews.com.
You have a Facebook, your website again. Is that?
Yes. The best place is probably allamericannews.com. You can go in there, connect with us, drop us a line, contact us. We have a whistleblower line on there. For anyone who might be working in federal government and see something nefarious with the Biden administration, you can email us from there, connect with us on social, again, at All American Jen, at All American Radio is my social.
What do you want to leave the listeners with today, Jen?
Well, look, I think I would love to say this, that you look at the passing of Rush Limbaugh and you realize the impact that one person can make. And I think after the November 2020 elections especially, a lot of people feel very jaded about politics. A lot of people feel jaded about what's going on in the United States and what's going on in the world. And I always in politics, having won 60 million votes, second only to Kellyanne Conway in terms of vote getting for female strategists, I tell people this because the one thing I hear the most is, well, it's not going to make a difference if I speak up. Well, it's not going to make a difference if I vote. I'm going to stay home. I've seen so many races where one person or four people or 417 people made the difference in the course of our history. And so with Rush's passing, I think we really ought to remember that one person can make a difference. He made a difference in so many ways. I also look at our friend Janice Dean, the meteorologist, Fox News. Look at how she's holding Governor Andrew Cuomo's feet to the fire. That is another great example of one person making a difference. I believe now Governor Cuomo is going to go from, you know, 50% plus approval rating to a criminal investigation. That happened because one person decided to step in and stand up for other people who died. One person can make a difference. Don't ever forget that. God created each of us to be here on earth to fulfill a mission that he sent us for. One person can still make a difference. Doesn't matter what the election results were, one person can make it happen.
Always the political strategist, right? You got that 50% approval rating in there. And
right. I can't help it. It's all my brain thing.
I could smell that all the way through the phone line. Let me say a word of prayer with you, Jen.
Sure.
Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us, and we pray for safety for all the folks around the country who are in bad weather situations. We pray that Jen is able to get home soon and not be snowed in. Father, we just thank you for Rush Limbaugh and the example he has been throughout the years. Father, he wasn't a well-liked person by probably about half of the population, but he should be a respected person by all. He worked hard. He set good examples. He was loyal. And those are all traits that I believe are biblical. And so we just thank you for his memory. We pray comfort upon his family and close friends and business associates that are going to have a huge void left in their lives right now. I pray for Jen's success with her radio program. I just ask that you would anoint her with the right topics, the right folks to be in contact with. And Father, I've enjoyed meeting her today, and I thank you for that. Again, Father, we thank you for the life of Rush Limbaugh. Bless all of those that he has made a major impact on in their life, and help them not to forget the things that Rush would want them to know. Talent on loan from God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.